Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos.
Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. That's what we do here every single day. Our quote of the day, I already lost it. A holiday is an opportunity to journey within. And that's from Pabas. What up, Heel Squad? Coming to you from the Connecticut studio. The ladies are in the LA studio. So we are giving you a sandwich today. A massive hug from both coasts. I hope you guys had a wonderful holiday. As you know, we are taping these a little bit out of order. So today is Monday after Thanksgiving, technically, don't tell anybody, but we're excited to be here with you guys today. So we are going to talk a little bit about how the holiday went. I guess it doesn't matter if it's a week later because we haven't talked about it yet. So here we go. I flew here for Thanksgiving because obviously it's our first holiday without my mom and I didn't want my dad to be alone. Of course, I had to be with my family. And I told you guys that I was nervous about what it was going to be like. And, you know, we flew in really late the night before and we got in and, you know, I was getting ready and, you know, you might've seen the live or the Instagram post, but, and I think I told you, Kelsey, I don't know if I've duped since I wanted to make sure. I left you two as alone as possible, over the break, but, I was getting dressed for my cousins. And of course, you know, best Thanksgiving wear is expandable. Don't wear anything tight or belted or harsh. So I was wearing these like little, I think they're Spanx leather or pleather leggings.
The best. We love
and those. Yeah. And so I was like, oh, I'll just wear like a black turtleneck with it. So I put the black turtleneck. I'm like, oh gosh, I'm going to be pulling at this thing all time. Then there was a bigger, wider one. I'm like, it's not really cold enough to warrant that one. Remember those black ones that we got? I got you one too, Kelsey.
Yeah.
I think I got you in gray. I was like, that one's too thick.
So I'm thinking those are heavy. Stuff.
And I go, yeah, I go, maybe I should wear this. And it was like this long black kind of cardigan-y thing. And so I put it on and I looked in the mirror. I'm like, okay, this works. And then I realized, I don't think this is mine. I would never wear this. What is this? And I look and it was my mom's.
Oh.
And I had put it in my closet so that I could not lose it, but also like thinking back then, like, oh, I'll want to wear it in her memory. And so out of nowhere, without realizing, my mom was making sure that she was with me on Thanksgiving, hugging me, keeping me warm and cuddly. Oh, I was like, wow. I kind of lost it. And then, so we were driving to my cousin's and we kept getting lost. And so as we're getting lost, Kevin goes, well, if that isn't your mom, because we always like when we see some outrageous kind of sunset or some kind of skyline, that's been kind of another sign. And so we pulled over and we took a picture. And so it was really cool. And then I showed up at my cousin's and it was wild because I walked in and I didn't know what to say. I hadn't seen my cousins officially since my uncle passed. We all FaceTimed and stuff, but I didn't. And I was like, well, I don't want to kind of sour the mood. They were being like all cool. So I just hugged and happy Thanksgiving, whatever. Then I see my aunt and I can't handle it. So I start bawling and she goes, I lost my husband. You lost your mother. What are we going to do? And she was like really strong. And I just was losing it hysterically. And so anyhow, you know, got myself together and had to make my Mrs. K's biscuits. You know, we just kind of were doing our thing. There was definitely a feeling of like, okay, something's missing, something big's missing. And because my mom and my uncle are really big presences, obviously. And so we all kind of just forged forward. And at the dinner table, like we kind of like, my cousins were like, obviously this isn't, you know, how we wish this would be right now. And everyone was just kind of like, it was really hard to even speak. And so like, I like jumped in and I was like, you know, I think I said like, let's raise a glass because they both loved wine to, you know, mom and Theo. And it was so awkward and weird and hard and just, but we still like, we forged through and it was a nice holiday despite, but it was definitely strange, but it wasn't as emotional overall as I thought. Like I thought my cousins and I were just going to be sobbing. I had like these kind of like visions of what it was going to be like, because I can't see people cry. And then if I'm seeing them cry, forget it. I'm going to be crying. But
how was your dad?
But you know, he was good. He was good. I think we're all pretty tough. And you know what? I think that's kind of the lesson overall. We all think, well, I will be inconsolable. Put a straight. I mean, I was just like so scared of losing my parents my whole life that I didn't think that I would ever survive it. And that's why it was so shocking after that I was still standing. So I think we're capable of so much more than we give ourselves credit for. And if I can impart that on you, so it could help you feel like it's going to be okay, kind of no matter what. You know, there are some that are just going to be a lot harder, like the loss of a child, you know, or a young child losing a parent. There are certain things that are going to be a lot more challenging, but we all still get through somehow. My aunt lost her son. She still got through. Like we all do get through. Some of it's harder than others, but we're a lot stronger than we think. So that's my story. I've been eager to hear about your Thanksgivings, ladies. So update me.
Oh man. No, I don't have, Pooja has more of a good, it was fun to get to listen to her kind of like recount her first time going back home since she moved, since she's like in the real world. Mine was not that exciting. I just stayed at home and relaxed and did some work and chilled. That was really about it. But
it was like another day.
Yeah, it was just another day. I think like once you get to a point, and we talked about this with Kev, it's like I could have gone home. But for me, it was like, that's so much on my body for a fast turnaround. Like, I'm going home at Christmas time. So I was just like happy to relax.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
But yeah, it was interesting. Pooja will tell you about it, but it was fun to hear, yeah, kind of her stories of, oh my God, it's the first time she's been home since like graduating. Anyway, so go ahead, Pooj.
Yeah, no,
okay,
it's my, thanks for the hype up, Kels. Yeah, it's my first time since, I mean, ever I've lived from home. I went to school an hour away from my house, so it's never like I was far. So this is my first time going back after a long time, and it was nice. I got to see everyone that I wanted to see. Like my high school friends, my college friends, my family, my cousins. And I was telling Kels, I understand now why she says she doesn't want anyone to know when she's home. Cause I like didn't understand. I was like, why? Like, don't you want to see everyone? And you do, but it's like your days are stacked. Like my free moments were sleeping, but then like my sister, me and we would have like sleepovers, you know what I mean? Which is fun. I loved it. Like I missed her so much, but like, I understand what you're saying. It's like work. Like you go home and it's like work to see people and like catch up and all that stuff. But I, oh my God, I like needed it so bad.
Yeah.
I was so happy. And I have a big family. There's four siblings that I have, or four total. So three siblings. And we haven't all been together since like July or June. So it's been a minute since we've all been together, my whole family, and we're super tight. So it was nice to have the gang back. And then my cousins came for Thanksgiving, and then my mom's cousins came with their kids, who I've never met before. So every time I like go back, I feel like there's just more family that I didn't know I had. My dad's like, oh, like Neha, my sister, she's like, you know, we have like a cousin's kid in New York now. Can you go like meet her? And she's like, what? Like, how do I not know they exist? But so we got to meet some new family, and then I brought home a friend, and my brother brought home two friends, and my sister brought home a friend. So it was like a nice little family affair. Yeah, it was good.
That's great.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
Yeah.
And travel was like travel tough?
It wasn't too bad. I slept the entire flight both ways. I was so tired.
Say we both left at the right time. So if anybody's ever traveling on Thanksgiving Eve, Alyssa, who's worked at the airlines her whole life, gave me the best tip because I was going to get out like early on Thanksgiving morning because you want as much time back here as possible. And so I was going to do that. And Alyssa said, you do not want to land at 5 o'clock in Boston or even 6 o'clock. There's going to be so much traffic. She goes, take the later flight, get in around 8-ish and have no traffic. Well, that served us on both ends because when we got to LAX, it had been a zoo before we got there. And when we got there for our noon flight, it was like real chill. I shouldn't say like empty, but it was like totally chill. Unlike any airport experience I've had in the last few months, because the last few months has been really hyped up and crazy. And anticipating that, I had so much anxiety because I was like, this place is going to be a shit show. It's going to be sardine land. We're all going to be squished. And it wasn't that at all. So you want to, you know, if you want to have a more enjoyable experience, leave a little bit later. And I think that's probably why you didn't have anything to speak of either, P.
Yeah, no, both ways for me. Actually, it's so funny. My parents have trained me and my siblings since like birth to get to the airport 2 hours early, like minimum. It doesn't matter if it's domestic, if it's an hour flight, doesn't matter. Like you get there 2 hours early, and they were already freaking out about Thanksgiving. So they're like, get there 3 hours early. So I was like, fine, okay. Like you're freaking me out. And so I was like, all right, I'll just get there early. I breezed through security, like breezed through it. There was no one. Like yeah. It was less crowded than a normal flight. I was like so shocked. So I was sitting there at the airport yeah. like so early. So it was fine. I did some work. I read a little. I'm into reading now. Yeah. So I bought a book. Nice. I know. Crazy. And same on the way back. I took a 3 o'clock flight going to New Jersey, and then I took a noon flight from New Jersey to LA, LAX. And same thing. There was no security in Newark. And then when I got to LAX, there was like no taxi line, like going home. So yeah, I think you're right. I mean, obviously. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. That was wild.
Yeah. Okay. So here's the deal. Cause I know a lot of people were asking, I hope you're going to share pictures of the renovation and stuff. Cause this is the first time I got back here since Kevin and my dad had done all this work. So get this, guys, we land, I don't know, just before 9, it was like 8:40 or something like that. You know, we didn't check any bags. So we just like got right in the car and headed down here. Get here, let's say 10. We scrubbed and cleaned and dusted till 3 a.m. Right? Because our room, I forgot to call someone to come in advance, like to call Lori to come clean. And the house was literally a construction zone dust, like not the whole house. Cause my dad like, and caretaker, like where they were living was fine, but like our room. So I had Kevin email while we were on the plane. So they kind of like did the first layer, but it was like intense. So then Thanksgiving, of course, we were unable to do anything. The next day it was like back to it. Kevin's on the ground scraping the floors because there was a layer of like, I don't know, because the guys who did the tile upstairs, I guess they put a fan on with the doors open and that went through the library, that went through the whole house. I don't know what went through their skulls to think that you should just let dust go through the whole house to get it out of that bathroom instead of just sweeping or vacuuming it up.
Wait, that's crazy.
And so anyhow. Oh yeah. Well, Kevin, prior to like leaving for Amsterdam, had already cleaned everything in the library, but they were still working on our bedroom when he left. So he didn't even know what it was going to look like when we got here. So anyway, he did a lot of cleaning. I did a little bit of organizing and setting up and so everything is like in place now, but it was like a couple of harrowing days of like trying to get this place in order, but
oh my gosh,
it is gorgeous. They did such a beautiful job and, gosh, lighting makes such a difference. Like when you see, and I'll post the lights that I decorated with now, all the stuff I got from Lamps Plus, it's so insane. Lighting makes a room, like your chandelier, your light fixtures, your sconces really make a room. You saw the bathroom already, right?
Insane.
I sent you a picture.
Yes. Yes.
It's so beautiful. And Lamps Plus has vanities and furniture and stuff. So the bathroom vanity is so killer. Pooja, I'm going to show you, I'll show you guys all like off the screen. A little sneak peek before I do the actual reveal on
Instagram.
I didn't
know Lamps Plus had vanities and stuff too. Wow. Isn't that
oh
insane?
Oh my gosh. That's gorgeous.
It's so beautiful. Like oops. Uh-oh. I literally couldn't believe it. And so I'm super giddy. And then I'll tell you, they had put up the Christmas tree in the library. So went to Sam's Club last year, got all our decorations, and we got the 14-foot Christmas tree. Guys, this tree is so massive, but we can't figure out how to get the lights on. So there are all these little connectors and I can't figure it out. Nobody can figure out. We keep trying. Yeah.
How did we do it? I don't remember.
I don't either. I think because we did it piece by piece, maybe we were connecting them.
Yeah. Yeah. Like layer by layer. That makes sense.
But I don't remember.
Me neither.
I don't remember.
Wait, so that's
the
hilarious.
Tree only a quarter of it lights up.
So we
put up the outside decorations and the trees. And so it looks really pretty. And like the new screening room, bar room is sick. Like everything's so beautiful. The new chandelier in the library is so bomb. The dining room chandelier is so bomb. So it's all coming together. And now we're waiting on furniture. So we have new furniture. I ordered from Front Gate. So the bedroom set's coming, the dining room set, which by the way, I think we're going to do this dining room. I'm waiting to find out if it's in stock, but I'm switching the dining room over to this pool table. That's also a dining room table. So it's a twofer, which I love twofers. So now how often do you use your dining room? Never. Most people are actually now converting dining rooms into offices because no one ever uses them. So I realized when I went onto Front Gate's website, I said, oh, they have a dining room pool table. So it's a pool table with a dining room table top. And you would never know. It's a beautiful piece. So I'm looking into if that's in stock, I'm going to get that instead. And this way that room gets used more. So now you've got the pool table room, you've got the screening room and all of that going on. Like if you are entertaining, it's like paradise.
Wait, that's such a cool idea.
Yeah.
Queen. I want one. It won't fit my apartment, but
yeah. And then, cause Kevin, when he redid the kitchen, he made the countertop bigger so we could do stools. I found these really great, like little skinny stools to stick underneath. So now we have a little bit more seating there. And then the backyard, when the backyard is done, we're doing the barbecue pit. And like, I got all this, sink kits, wood, you know, chaises and furniture for the backyard from Front Gate. That's so gorgeous. So this place might end up beating LA, which is kind of the idea because if we were.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days. And I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor. And it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios. And then I got addicted. And now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
To say, decide, like someone gives me an offer I can't refuse on LA, which, you know, people are literally calling homes in LA now. And if they're not selling, they're just doing that because there's so little stock. If I was to get an offer I couldn't refuse, I could transition to here till I figure out where I want to live. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And this house is like set up and ready. And then I'm making that front room that my mom was in where we took care of her, my office. But what I'm doing, which is super cool because we always have lots of guests, I got these chairs that are like gorgeous, but they're also sleepers. So they're chairs that open up to like little twin beds. So I'm going to have my desk with my chair, but then I'm going to have these like two like chairs, like they're like little couch chairs. Yeah. They're individuals, but they open up to twin mattresses. So brilliant. That room can also be a guest room.
Look at you.
Wow. Boom. Another twofer. Like now, another twofer. I love twofers. And so I'm really excited about that.
I love that.
As the weather gets colder, well, everywhere but LA, and the year creeps to an end, we all have one thing on our minds. Christmas, the holidays, the best time of the year, but for some, it can be the toughest, most stressful, and lonely time. I, for one, can say this is going to be a hard holiday season for us without my mom. And you know what? It's okay to not always be merry and cheery and to feel those feelings, but it is important to get the support you need. You've heard me talk about Talkspace. It's the number one online therapy platform that has thousands of licensed therapists trained in over 40 specialties, including anxiety, depression, relationships, and much more. With Talkspace, you're able to access providers from your device 24/7. It's like having a therapist in your pocket. So if you need a little support to help you through the end of the year or want to start building towards a better upcoming year, Talkspace is here to help. Match with a licensed therapist when you go to Talkspace.com and get $100 off your first month with the promo code BETTER. That's $100 off when you use the code BETTER at Talkspace.com.
I know in today's hectic and stress-filled world, we're always looking for ways to improve our overall wellness. That's why I'm so excited to invite you to watch a wellness panel I moderated brought to you by Sprouts Farmers Market over at sprouts.com/livestream. We chatted about gut health, inflammation, immunity, stress, and anxiety, because who can't use some help in those areas? I know I can. You're going to be so inspired to hear from the golden girl of wellness herself, Candace Kumai, discuss the principle of kintsugi and some seriously delicious wellness-friendly recipes. Dr. Josh Axe and Jordan Rubin, co-founders of Ancient Nutrition, also brought some incredible gut health and inflammation tips, like how to pick a probiotic and incorporate bone broth. Finally, New York Times bestselling author and founder of The One, Naomi Whittle, introduced us to Spice Fruit, an amazing supplement for metabolic health. Guys, you can't miss this conversation. Head over to sprouts.com/livestream to catch the recording. After you watch, you might just be inspired to stock up on some goodness for delivery or curbside pickup at shop.sprouts.com.
I have a question, because we have to see if Kevin's lying or not. Did you tell him that he was right? He told us on RGF, he said, Maria, for the first time ever, has said, was like, you were right, honey. You were right. And I was like, well, I'm going to have to ask her about this.
Well, right about what?
Right about the renovation. And that's all he said. He said that he was right about
So here's what we did. So in the master bath, right, there was a bidet and there was a toilet. And the bathroom's really large, right? So Kevin was like, we don't need the bidet. But I'm like, I grew up poor and a bidet is really fancy. Like, I don't want to throw a bidet out. Like, this looks really cool, right? So like, I'm still little Maria from Medford in my head. And so I was like, why would you do that? That's what she's like, no, we need a linen closet. I'm like, no, we don't. We have one. Because we do have like technically a little closet in between our closets. And he goes, Maria, will you just listen to me? And I never do. And I always like fight him on everything, guys. I fight him on everything. But I'm just my dad. My dad says no to everything too. Like, he just trained me. It's ingrained in me. I just say no. I don't want to spend the money. No, 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 no. I got there and I'm like, oh my God, thank God we have the linen closet.
Oh my goodness.
I don't remember the bidet anymore. The bidet does not matter anymore. I don't even care where it went at this point. The linen closet is so huge. And the other thing I got that I love. So we've had the oldest, crustiest, hardest towels in the world. And we're just kind of like survivors. Like, they're just like, whatever. I'm so bad at like certain things I just never replace because I'm too lazy. Towels is one. And I hate doing curtains. I hate curtains. So I got the resort towels from Frontgate, and there's ones called bath sheets. Guys, I highly, highly recommend get a bath sheet from Frontgate, the Towel Resort Collection. It's heaven. The thing is so massive. Okay. Like, imagine what your normal towel size is and like maybe double it. It wraps you, keeps you so warm, but you can reuse it so many times. So you actually save on washing, and you have a towel that really like warms you up. Like, I hate getting out of the shower and being cold or having to rush to dry off. Like, this thing just envelops you and it's like so beautiful and fluffy. And I'm going to continue to wash it in cold water and tumble and dry low so that they will stay fluffy forever. But I highly recommend, if you want to get someone a great gift this holiday season, actually, that's what I would do. I would get them Frontgate bath sheets. Boom. Get your parents those, guys. They're going to love you.
I like Ooh. That. That's a good tip. I feel like towels aren't something we usually think about until you're like mm-hmm. in the moment. You're like, wow, this towel is tiny and has a ton of holes in it. And this kind yeah. of sucks. So I like that. Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. Like Violetta got me some towels for my birthday because she was probably like, you cheap ass. Like, why do you use this shit? Because my towels are really old. I'm too lazy. It's not something I go do. And so when I was perusing the website, I saw the towels. I was like, oh, I should try these. They're highly rated. Everyone like gushes about them. I think like I found them on like lots of top rated sites and stuff. So it's a nice splurge for yourself, but also like it's something I don't think a lot of people buy for themselves. Because if I don't, there's got to be other Marias out there. And I think your parents would probably die if you got them like two bath sheets, two regular towels, some face towel, like, yeah, a little towel selection.
I like
a
that.
Great gift.
I also like practical yeah. gifts like that. I'm a big practical mm-hmm. gift gal. I'm like, I don't need, especially for my parents, I'm like, they don't need fluff. Like, that's a great gift. I like that a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. I like that too.
Mm-hmm.
So
also
what,
at TJ Maxx, you know, I love my TJ Maxx.
We love.
I'm doing a whole gift guide for them. They have one of those like machine, those guns, they're called Pro Guns. I know that there's Theraguns yeah. too, but mm-hmm. they've got another one called Pro Gun. Those are really cool. That's a great gift for like your dad or somebody in your life. They have these insane teepees for dogs. So instead of having a dog bed, they're like these teepee dog beds that are so gorgeous. Wait till you see, I'm going to post it. Actually, I think it's posting technically today, Pooj, we're posting this. So you guys will actually get to see it today. They literally have the best assortment of gifts for people for the holidays. And I laugh because I work with them a lot, TJ Maxx and Marshalls. And what I love about it is like anything I need for this house, like I've bought headboards, side tables, chairs. Like I go there and I get so excited to see like, what cool thing am I going to find here? There have been moments Kelsey and I have perused together and she wants to buy everything she doesn't need. So
everything.
I yell at her.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. But there's a lot of stuff that you do need and it's such a great place. And they've got really great gift bags and ribbons and stuff. So you can go in there, but let me give you the secret. So TJ Maxx Runway. So Marshalls has like footwear and a larger men's section, but TJ Maxx Runway has all the kind of like A-list designer brands that are really, really, really impressive. So if you ever want to splurge on something, go online, check out TJ Maxx Runway and get yourself one of those luxury brand items you've wanted forever. They're even in season luxury brand items. Well, little tip there
wow,
too.
Who knew? I didn't know that at all.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. Go online today. I promise you, go into TJ Maxx, like go on their e-commerce site, their website. You will be blown away. You'll be like, I didn't know they carried that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm shocked. I yeah. have quite literally never heard of that.
Yeah.
And I'm
ever.
So in.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay. We also got a bike at TJ.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria, my mom would say in her Greek accent. Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
TJ Maxx. That was the cool. Maria got a little like California little cruiser bike.
Oh my God, cute.
That we used to ride down the driveway to get the mail. That was the coolest thing.
Oh my God, I about my bike.
That was the coolest thing we ever found at TJ Maxx. For so cheap.
Yeah, that was fun.
So cheap.
I know. And I was riding around the store and everybody was laughing.
Yes.
Cute.
I need to go get a helmet because my mom sent me my rollerblades because I want to do some blading down the...
I have my rollerblades.
Let's go blading.
Yeah,
I need to go get
a
helmet, though.
Helmet.
I know. I don't want to wear a helmet either, but we have to wear helmets. Kevin said I'm not allowed to do any extreme sports. And I said...
Yeah, you have... Your head is already... all messed up, Kels. You can't.
And Maria.
Yeah. Both of you guys. You guys need to wear like three helmets.
Wow.
I swear that's why I quit rollerblading years ago is because Kevin said I couldn't rollerblade unless I wore all the knee protections, elbow protections, helmets.
And
I was like, yeah, it's not worth it to me.
No, it's the worst.
Thanks. Plus then after surgery, I had no balance and all kinds of things. I was like, not a smart idea. They've literally just been sitting in my closet since.
Oh my gosh. Well, I haven't gone yet, but I'll keep you posted. I'm kind of excited.
Where are you going to go?
I think I'm going to go. Beach? Yeah. The strand between Manhattan and Hermosa is like a good little, 30 minutes probably. So I love that beach down there. So I'm just going to get my blade on.
Nice.
Very exciting. Cute. Very exciting. So Maria, what's up for you next now? This next couple weeks, this next week or so? Are you relaxing, seeing people?
Well, technically today, when this airs, I'm there.
Oh,
I'm
you're home. So what was your week?
Yeah. But this week, technically right now in Connecticut, I'm gonna go see Gabby Bernstein. And I might go to New York for an interview, which we'll discuss at some point.
And then
I'm doing my holiday gift guide for TJ Maxx. And yeah, I'm just going to be chilling with my dad. We saw King Richard.
Oh, it's so good.
It's so good. Oh my God. We watched it with my family too.
Lauren and I watched too.
Oh my God. So good.
I'm obsessed with Venus and Serena. I like obsessed.
Yeah, it's crazy.
So great. So Serena and I were friendly. I was telling my dad, do you remember when we had like coffee with her in Beverly Hills and we were walking around? He goes, oh yeah, she was so sweet. And then we went shopping. She's great. She's really great. And then Venus is really good friends with my friend Laura. So I saw her last time I was in Miami. She was staying with her. And so they're really great girls. They're really down to earth, really, really cool. I really loved getting to see their story and their family and how, you know, obviously movies are going to, you know, show just certain things, but I loved their dad's passion for them to be better, but also protecting them so that it didn't kill them, which is an interesting line to walk because anybody thrust into the limelight, anybody thrust into that position, like you said, you're going to be a role model for all these young Black girls to look up to. And there's a weight that you carry with that. And just, it was so crazy. I get the chills when you get to see them walk out and they now are those role models. And you're getting to see these girls who are seeing themselves and seeing all the possibilities in their future because of them. And I thought that was like my most moving moment was getting to see that.
Hey, Hill Squad. Are you guys having trouble sleeping or having any back pain? Maybe it's time to start thinking about a new mattress. And you know I love my Sleep Number mattress.
If you're like me, you hate mattress shopping. You go lay on a million beds, end up dizzy and hungry, and just pick something because you're desperate. I've always gone home unhappy, but not anymore. Okay, I don't know why we didn't know about Sleep Number before. Maybe it was just me. But you go online, take a quiz, then you go into the store, and they use a high-tech mattress to discover your pressure points. It's actually a perfect process. Then they take your sleep number. Mine's 25. You lay on one or two beds that the quiz chose for you, and boom, you're done.
And their beds are even more high-tech and mind-blowing than I have time to tell you right now, but just wait till you try. I almost cried. And my bed is temperature balancing, so my house doesn't have to be an igloo at night. And I have a foot heater. What is this? And if Kevin's snoring, I can raise his head with my controls. Mm-hmm. Trust me, don't go anywhere else ever.
Discover special offers right now for a limited time at your local Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com/better. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep.
To all our entrepreneurial Hill Squatters out there who make products and crafts to sell online, have I got a tool for you. Introducing ShipStation, the service that makes it easy to manage your orders and get your products out the door. No matter how you sell, Shopify, Etsy, your own website even, ShipStation funnels all your orders into one simple interface that you can manage from anywhere, even your cell phone. With ShipStation, small businesses can now access the same rates usually reserved for Fortune 500 companies without contracts or commitments. 100,000 plus online sellers choose ShipStation, making it the number one choice for you online sellers. You can ship more in less time and for a lot less money. Just use my offer code BETTER to get a 60-day free trial. That's 2 months free of no hassle, stress-free shipping. Just go to ShipStation.com, click on the microphone at the top of the page, and type in BETTER. That's ShipStation.com. Enter the offer code BETTER and make ship happen.
The holidays are all about coming together and creating the magic of the season. Sure, you can buy ornaments and decorations, but isn't building your own so much more fun? This year, KiwiCo invites your family to make the holidays a little more hands-on, all while learning a thing or two along the way. KiwiCo is the one-stop gift shop for kids of every interest and age. Kids can discover the mechanics behind everyday objects, learn the science of cooking, explore new cultures, and practice new art and design techniques, all through fun, hands-on projects. Their website is amazing. There are so many cool things to choose from. I personally am buying the light up haunted house for me, Kelsey, and Pooja to build when we need a little brain break. But seriously, this holiday season, give the gift of a fun, hands-on holiday experience with KiwiCo. Get 50% off your first month, plus free shipping on any crate line with code BETTER at KiwiCo.com. That's 50% off your first month at KiwiCo.com with the promo code BETTER.
What I didn't realize was that Venus really kind of paved the way. I didn't really know the story like that well, and I found that fascinating. And then I agree with you, Maria. I thought it was really cool, like getting to see the whole family dynamic, but seeing him protect them to like, I don't know. I really loved it. I thought it was a really, really well done movie. Will Smith was phenomenal. And I know that like, the dad was kind of portrayed a little bit like kooky growing up, but I really like how they showed his like the vulnerable side of him and like really just that he was all in it for his girls, like in his kids. I thought that was so, it was so good.
Yeah. I thought it was so cute when he's just so proud of them. Like, and he believed in them so much. And I really do think like you feel that like when your parent believes in you, like it gives you that confidence. And I think without having that, like who knows where they would have been. I also thought it was, like he's like a genius. He like everything he said came true. Like he had this whole plan. I didn't know about that stuff because I grew up playing tennis, me and my siblings, and so I always looked up to Venus and Serena. And I didn't realize that he actually had planned this all out. And I was like, he's like literally a genius. Like how did he predict everything and like everything went to plan? But I like what you're saying too, where he wasn't pushing it so much, where like he protected their like childhood, like when he took them to Disneyland that one day instead of like going to practice. I was like, yeah, like he still let them be kids, and they didn't seem like, they seemed excited to be doing it. It wasn't like a forced thing. Which I think
that was important. But I'll tell you, you know somebody else like him in your life, and that's Kevin, because Kevin literally predicted everything for me. He predicted everything for 9 million other AfterBuzz hosts. He is the same kind of visionary. And I was laughing while we were watching it because I'm like, oh, that's you. Had the balls to make the tough decisions like he had. Like, you know, Venus and Serena's dad had the balls to say no to Pete Sampras's coach and say no to this, to say no to that. That's Kevin. So when you look at Kevin, trust me, after 20, 3.5 years, I can.
As a first-time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
Very confidently say he's every much as a genius as him. And he said the same thing. I was 40 pounds heavier, living in a basement in Medford. And we're listening to Howard Stern on a mattress next to like a burner and rats and 3 other guys. We're just like all living, you know, because we all had nowhere to go in this lady's basement. And we're listening to Howard Stern, and Carmen Electra was on that show. And he goes, "You're going to be on that show someday." He goes, and I was like, "Wait, what is he talking about? This crazy person." And then it just, everything he said happened. And he not only did it for me, he did it for a million other people's careers. So
crystal brains. Thank you, yeah. Adam Carolla.
Yeah.
Yeah. For that term.
Truly. Truly.
Because people are going to be like, why thank you, Adam Carolla? Oh,
for that term. If you guys Adam haven't Carolla seen that episode. Said,
yeah, yeah, yeah. He termed the crystal brain. He said Kevin has a crystal brain. Right? He said Kevin had it,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So good.
And he really does. He always knows what to do. He always knows what someone is capable of before they even know it. And so, and he knows how to craft it and make it happen.
Believes and doesn't push to, just kind of like how Richard was. It was like, he pushed his girls to their limit, but he didn't push them over it, and he didn't burn them out. He was still like, it was very much like, we're going to work really hard, but then we're also going to play, and you're also still going to be a kid, and you're also, and Kev's very much like that as well. And I think that that's really the key. Cause if you, no matter how good someone is, if you burn them out, they're not going to win. Yeah. They're not going to win, you know?
Yeah. It was such a good movie. You know what other we saw? Steven Dorff was in the movie. Which is so funny. It was a Western. I'm going to look it up really quick. Steven Dorff. Old Henry, I think it's called.
In Battle?
Old Henry.
Yeah.
Anybody in your life likes Westerns? It was a really good Western. By the way, I am not a Western fan per se. And at first I was on Instagram and stuff and like, why is Kevin making me watch this? It was so good. And he was so good in it. It was really cool.
Okay, here's another one for you guys. Kevin might die watching it, but Tick, Tick, Boom. Really, Pooch, will you look up who it's about? It's about the guy who created Rent and all those musicals. It's so flipping good. He passed away like literally the day before Rent came out when he was 36. Jonathan Larson. It was so flipping good.
I started watching that with my mom and then I fell asleep, but it was really good for it's the really parts good. That I saw. Yeah.
Yeah. Kevin might die because there's a lot of singing, but Marie, you would like it. It's really good.
Hilarious. Really good. Hilarious. Yeah. We're trying to get my dad to come back to LA for my party.
Yes, please.
Just like, oh no, I'm not coming to LA anymore. And I'm like, Dad, why do you have to be so freaking stubborn?
Tell him that I need him. I'm going to text him.
He doesn't care. I'm telling him I need him. But he's just like, no, I don't want to be there. It's like, I swear I'm not going to keep you. I think he thinks I'm going to like just trap him and keep him there forever like I always do.
You're like, no, just the weekend.
I'm like, just a week, Kelsey. Not a weekend.
Just a week. Just
then Kevin says 2 weeks. And this is what happens.
And this is why he's like, nope. Oh, he has to come back.
That'd be so fun.
He's the life of the party.
I know. Oh my gosh, this party has gotten out of control. So here's the thing that's so crazy is like, it's a lot of people. Now I'm like, shoot, should I get like a tent in the backyard? Is it going to be too many people in the house? And now I'm thinking of COVID. I'm getting nervous.
Nah. It's going to be great.
It's going to be so fun.
It's going to be so fun. It's going to be great.
Yeah.
I don't think you need
to. Don't have to worry.
No.
No. You have the perfect house for entertaining.
You do.
Like the perfect house.
And the outside, and it's LA. It's going to be like, it'll be nice at night.
Do you think people will be outside?
Oh, yeah.
If it's too crowded? Like, should I tell people on the invite to dress warm?
Yeah. I would say, like, make sure you, like, bring a jacket or whatever. But there, people should also be in their sweaters and or their onesies.
Yeah. So they'll be comfy.
So they're going to be warm already. But yeah, I would say definitely we're going to be mostly outside. Because you have the perfect.
I'm going to write indoor-outdoor party.
There you go.
Can you add to invite so people know to dress warm?
To dress warm.
Well, because it's like, I think I'll open like the slider so that they're like, if you wanted to be inside, you could be inside, but you want to be outside. I'm just getting nervous, but I'm really excited for the movie. So The Holiday Fix Up, everybody, comes out December 11th. It's just 5 days away. Really, really excited for you guys to see our little Christmas movie. And we're doing a live viewing party, live event at the house, cocktails and cupcakes, and Shake Shack is going to be catering. It's going to be so good. You know what I was thinking?
Huh.
Back to my planning ideas. So I love, like, you know, I love throwing parties. I feel like it's hard for somebody at a party to eat a whole burger. Right? You're at a party, you're talking, you're not really eating a whole burger. So I might chop them up in fours. So you can have like little toothpicks and people can just take a bite size off a tray.
Little
and
skewers. They would eat it like that. I like that. That's smart.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
Like little apps.
Like you would grab a little nugget bite because a little nugget bite is doable.
I like that.
Also, like, easier, like, just to pick it up with the skewer or whatever and just, like, versus eat it than, like, have it in your hand.
In your hand.
You don't, you have your phone and your bag and you're, like, don't.
And you drink and you're trying to talk.
Yeah. That's a really good idea.
I like that. I think it would make more people eat, too. I feel like people are always like, oh, I don't want to, you know, go get a whole thing and you have to make. But if you're just, like, snacking.
Yeah. Exactly.
Smart.
That's what I'm thinking will be really, really helpful.
I like it.
See, this is how, when you're going to throw a party, ladies, you got to think of every little thing.
I know.
How do I want it to feel? How do I want it to be? Do I want people struggling to get a drink? No. So the back bar, we have a bar room, but that gets crowded really fast. I don't want people struggling for a drink. So I'm going to set up another bar on the back porch area near the kitchen. So now we have two corners of the property with drinks. So that you can get drinks either place. Drinks Smart. By Casamigos, of course.
Thank you, Casamigos.
Bomb and delicious. So cupcakes by me and Spot, my friend. So that's kind of how I'm planning it out. I don't like a log jam for drinks. So if you're going to have over a certain amount of people, you want to make sure that if you can't set up like another bar, at least do like pre-mixed sangria somewhere in your kitchen counter with cups so people can just fill that, or keep soda and water in a cooler somewhere so that's off to the side. If they want that, they can go there. They don't have to crowd the bar for that. The bar can be just for liquor. You want to think about all these things, and then you want to think about activities. So now I'm like, okay, the party's getting a little bigger. Maybe we bring out the beer pong tables and put them outside so people can play a little beer pong. There's a little activity. I also added name tags to this. Didn't know if I told you that, but did I tell you?
No.
Okay. Name tags, ladies. So here's how it's going to go. I can't remember anybody's name anyway, especially if I've had a few drinks. No. But the truth is, it's going to say I have them made up and they say my name is and my favorite Christmas movie is, or my favorite holiday movie is. So now everyone has to write that down when they come in. But now if you see someone's holiday movie as your favorite, you can go talk to them. You're like, oh my God, that's my favorite. I love it. Now you have an instant conversation starter.
Breaker.
You want people to mingle.
I love that.
Clever. That's very clever.
Yeah, that's a really good idea.
You want people to mingle. You want people to talk. You want people to like get to know each other. I don't want to have to sit there and spend my whole night introducing people to each other. They're like, go introduce yourself. Now I've given you a little icebreaker. And if you see someone you think is cute, most people are married, FYI.
Damn.
Yep.
That's yep. so
fun. Do you know that I used to, for my birthday parties, I would sit by the pool the day of, and I would look at my invite list and I would highlight all the single people and I would think, who would go with who?
Oh my God.
And then I would put people on projects. Okay, you have to make sure you introduce these two people because I think it could be cool. Like I would, yeah.
Okay, I'm ready. Sign me up.
Yes.
I'm ready for it. That's so fun though. I love the idea of the name tags.
Yeah.
Cause you're right. Then it's like, you don't have to play matchmaker and here's this and you get to have fun too.
Yeah. Do you know who hates it?
Who? Kevin?
Rachel. Anytime I've said something about name tags to Rachel, she's like, no. She's going to see this. And she's going to be like, how many times have I told Maria no? But
no, I'm so excited.
Yeah.
It's going to be amazing. So,
yeah. Yes. Cows, can we be beer pong partners?
Hell yeah. I think we should play Flip Cup too.
Ooh. Oh, we should play Rage Cage. That would actually be too messy. Just kidding. No, we're not playing Rage Cage.
I love Flip Cup.
Flip Cup's so fun. We'll play some Flip Cup. Fun. Yes, of course. We can be partners.
What's Rage Cage?
You throw. It's like pretty aggressive.
It's very aggressive.
And you like stack the cup of the person next to you.
Yeah. So there's like a huge table and like there's people in a circle like around it. And you have, it's like so hard to explain.
Bounce the ball. You try and bounce the ball into the cup before the person behind you.
So there's two people going at a time.
And if you beat that person, then you stack their cup and then they have to drink from the middle.
But then the next person has to bounce the ball into like now a stack of two cups.
Right.
And then it gets huge. Like it can get to like a really big stack. And you have to try to bounce the ball into the stack.
And then there's one main drink in the middle. That's like the something cup, the gross cup. That's like a mix of just nastiness.
Yeah. Like the grossest thing ever. And
like just whoever, all alcohol.
Yeah. Like a mix of like,
yeah,
like leftover alcohol and just, it's gross and you don't want to get it. And if you lose, then you have to drink it.
You have to drink that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's really fun.
It's fun. And it moves quick, but it is kind of like messy.
Yeah.
So I don't know if we want to play. Is it
hygienic?
Probably not.
Oh, true. Yeah.
I usually make the person next to me drink my beer too.
I don't think it's COVID approved.
That's a good point.
Probably not.
Probably not.
But
yeah.
Well, we have other games.
Anyhow.
Well, I'm excited.
That's the scam. That's the plan. That's the scheme. The what?
To what?
Let me go through, by the way. I know you had sent me an email. Excuse me. Let me find it because I don't know why my phone just kicked off. Here we go. We want to shout out our Patreon members. Julie Tolick Press, Jessica Rink, Lynn, Claire Stedman, Miranda Stupart, Stephanie Green Bass, Andrea, Edward Looney, Elena Mifsud, Shannon Stern, Anne Efmiadis, Jessica Rink. Oh, we got that twice. Helen Vitoyanis, Katina Papanikolaou, Ligdas, Teresa Palmer, Bobby Brett Burr, Helen Vlamis, Heather Goldman, Leah Tringali, Sandy Garfield, Anne Marie Jennings, and Marilena Falares. Come join us on the Heel Squad. Go deeper with us and join us on Patreon, everyone. If you do, at the $10 tier, you get ad-free shows, extra show a week, and you get to be a part of our Heel events. We just recently had a really great one with Diane Gray, the grief doula who helped me and everyone else prepare for Thanksgiving and the holiday season. Very excited. Our website is coming together. I believe we should be able to launch in January, correct? For sure.
Yeah.
And we're going to have a crazy, amazing, very, full Shop My Favorites with discounts and, lots of blog content and all kinds of things. So it's really going to be a really cool destination for all of you. So I am excited for that. In the meantime, be nice people, make good choices, and be present.